This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I always say it. I take lessons. I don't believe in doing anything half but. You know, I want to be an informed idiot. I mean, seriously. You know what I'm saying? So I have fun with that. If you want to hear more about you want to find out more about the show, about me, the show, how to find the show, head over to therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot that you can get involved with. I want to jump right on this. Maybe that wasn't the best lead-in, I don't think, for this particular story. You know, this is a guy is like a bad rash, an extremely bad rash. It just won't go away. And Anthony Weiner's, again, he's done it again. Right? He's been caught, you could say, between another rock and a hard place. Now, he's been busted now, sexting with a 15-year-old girl. Why isn't he in handcuffs? Because he's a Democrat. Because his wife works for Hillary Clinton. The screen captures of the conversation going back and forth. Now, the girl contacted the Daily Mail personally. And also provided a video interview, although her identity is obscured because she's still a minor. In the video, the teenager described how she first contacted him via Twitter after being surprised to discover his account was still active. She says that she stroked his ego a bit, and he took the bait almost immediately. These guys, they never stop. That's what we'll be talking with Pastor Greg about pedophilia. How some groups want to make it legal. Some groups say it's natural. I'd love somebody to send me an email and tell me that they think that pedophilia is natural, that they think that a 50-year-old guy should be able to have sex with a 12-year-old girl, an 11-year-old girl, 10-year-old boy, 11-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy. Just check out NAMBLA, see what they have to say about it. Yeah, NAMBLA. End of video, the teenager described how she first contacted him. Now, the former mayoral candidate was aware that she was 15 years old. He knew she was 15. Let me see if I can blow this up a bit. Nah, maybe I can't. He goes on to say, I thought, what did you think about him? It's embarrassing. Tell me. You can tell me anything. Yeah, right. Let me see if I can make this happen. I don't know if I can. I love this stuff. And the reason I love it so much is because this is proof positive that they can't control themselves. They don't know how to control themselves at all. Now, the 15-year-old girl, I mean, having an online relationship with Weiner. Here, let me see if I can play this for you.
He said maybe we should stop talking, but he never stopped talking to me. Later on, it didn't really faze him. After I told my teacher about the relationship, he wanted me to email my dad and my teacher and tell them that what I said was false, and I made two fake email accounts and emailed both of them and forwarded them to him, making him think that I actually did the recap.
I don't even want to keep playing this. It's hard to hear, hard to understand, but basically what she's saying is this was an ongoing texting relationship or sexting relationship, whatever you want to call. This went on for months online. He knew how old she was. She goes on to say as the relationship continued, the nature of the texts became more and more and more and more and more sexual. No, really? Like Wiener was going to be any difference? Wiener expressing rape fantasies involving her wearing a schoolgirl outfit. Much of the sexting was done over an app that erases the name of the sender almost immediately. But the girl was able to snap some of the photos of their conversation. Now, you know, you talk about being dishonest. Come on, think about this. You talk about being dishonest. He specifically went through a program that would wipe out his name immediately. Because he has nothing to hide, right? She goes on to say, I was scared. I felt bad for talking to him. Why should you? If he led you down that road, why should you? After I told my teacher about the relationship, he wanted me to email my dad and teacher to tell them it wasn't true. He wouldn't tell me he was very lonely. He would tell me he was very lonely. And it had been a year since him and his wife had sex. I don't blame her. She doesn't want to touch you. You're a scumbag. You're sleazy. I mean, seriously, dude. You can't stop taking pictures of yourself? This was the idiot who said, even I could be Trump. No, you couldn't. Lucky it's a family show. The Daily Mail contacted the politician for an official statement. He went on to say, I have repeatedly demonstrated terrible judgment about the people I have communicated with online and the things I have sent. Is he serious? It's the best he can do. The Daily Mail also had many, many, many more exclusive screen caps of their text messages and Skype conversations. It's hard to believe that a guy who's the best friend of Slick Willie... No, these guys... Are you serious? These guys are made for each other. They travel in the same groups here. He probably would have loved to take some of those plane rides down to, underage sex island. Don't you think? No. The guy, the man is sick. He's extremely sick. And yet he continues to be allowed. If I was a Democrat, I would throw him out. I would tell him, we're done with you. Go over to the Green Party or something. You know, go over to one of those parties that'll take somebody. They don't care who it is. They need to add numbers. But just remember that his wife is very close to Hillary Clinton. Very close. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We've got a lot coming up after the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know what, do be part of the conversation, seriously. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live up there. You can listen live. There's a whole bunch of things you could do, you know, up on the website, but you do have to engage. I mean, it really is that simple. You have to do something is what it boils down to. And I know many of us don't want to. That you don't want to do something, but you got to. Anyway, look, I've got one of my favorite guests on the line with me right now, and you know, I've been beating on some of my Christian friends because you keep sending me emails that tone it down on the politics and Christianity, and I got to tell you something, you're wrong, you are dead wrong. God gave you this gift of government, right? And if you would do some studying, you'd find out in the Old Testament, He didn't want you to have a king, He didn't want you to have a president. The only king and president He wanted you to have was Him. But you know. being that we know more than God all the time, we told him, no, no way, we need to have a king. So he gave us one. See, which in my feeble little mind shows you that God will let you get yourself in trouble. So here we have now, we have a government in this country. We have a country that was founded on godly principles. We have, and yet we want to ignore them. We want to shove them aside because we don't want to offend anybody. Well, let me bring on a guy that I know, not purposely, but just because of the life he lives, offends many people every day. Pastor Greg from Chosen Generation joins me. What an intro, huh?
Wow. I like it. You know, there was another guy around the first century that I think offended a few people. A couple of them, yeah. You know. One of them, I think his name was Jesus, but there was another guy named Paul. And I mean, there wasn't a town that he couldn't go into that he didn't make somebody mad at him. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you know what? And Christ said that we're getting too far ahead, but I don't mind. Christ said that they would hate us for his sake. They would hate us, check this out, for merely loving him. I mean, think about how sad that is. And yet, we every time a Christian does something wrong in this country, I've already jumped the shark, as they say. Every time a Christian does something wrong in this country, it's look at those Christians, look at what they're doing, look at how much they hate. Yet there's another religion in this country that can get away, well, they can get away with murder, and nobody says anything. It's we need to understand them. What Hillary the other day said, we needed to empathize with them. We have really fallen off. Rush?
Case in point, Joe, was just this past weekend, we had Islamic terrorist attacks, and nobody wanted to call these guys Muslims, right? The mainstream media did not want to call them Muslim. They don't want to connect them to Islam. That we have a president who comes out and says, let's not rush to any conclusions. Let's not rush to any judgments with regards to this. Yeah. And lo and behold, it comes out that, you know, we've got lawsuits being filed because they're claiming prejudice and all this other kind of stuff going on. And yet you've got Christians at the same time, two Christian pastors in the Sudan right now, that if they are found guilty, and it's Bashir saying guilty of subterfuge. What they're guilty of, folks, is saying, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Bible. I believe in Scripture. And they're going to be sentenced to death.
Yeah. You know what? Talk to this. I mean, you're a pastor. I say it. I'm just a layman. And you know what I did, right? I mean, I might as well confess to you. But you know what? I got so tired of some of my people saying that, you know, you have to have respect for the reverends. You have to have respect for these men of God. And I finally said, you're out of your mind. $25, you fill out a form online, anybody can be a reverend. So I went and did it. And I did it on purpose so I could, all right, because you know my sense of humor. Now yeah, I'm telling yeah. them, I'm Reverend Joe. You can't say anything bad about me. By your own email says you should not, no matter how far out some of these guys are, you think they are, you shouldn't beat on them. Well, stop beating on me because I'm Reverend Joe. I mean, get over yourself, right? But
well,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
But here's the other side too. Okay, Paul wasn't talking to the secular people in Corinth.
That's right.
Paul wasn't talking to the secular people in Rome. Paul wasn't talking to the secular people in Galatia or in Ephesus. When he wrote his letter to Timothy, he wasn't talking to a heathen named Timothy that was somewhere on, you know, the backside of John's Island, okay? He was talking to Christians, folks, and he was saying to them, these are the things you're doing wrong. It seems to me that the seven letters of Revelation are written to the seven churches.
You blew past that. He was judging other Christians?
Well, it seems to me that's what he says. I mean, 1 Corinthians 5, he says, if I was with you, I would have put this one out. And he's talking about the guy who was sleeping with his father's wife. I mean, I don't even understand that in today's ideology, okay? Oh. I don't even get that in today. I mean, today, okay, if I had a son that was trying to sleep with my wife, I'm going to tell you, folks, we'd
have a problem.
You might see my picture in the newspaper. I'm just saying. I mean, this is craziness.
Wait a minute. We are allowing that to the point of they're trying to make pedophilia normal. They're not trying to make it legal yet, but they're trying to say that it's not abnormal for an older man to want to have sex with a 12, a 10, 11, 12-year-old boy or girl or what have you. It's just a natural thing that God or creation, Mother Nature, whatever, has put in us. We're making all these ghastly sins and ghastly actions normal. It's okay. Who are we to judge?
Well, but beyond that, Joe, they're actually saying that it's good for the boy.
I didn't read that part.
I mean, they're actually coming out and saying, pedophilia is good for kids. There is a university academic say pedophilia is natural and normal. January 27th is when the article was published on Truth Uncensored. An academic conference held at the University of Cambridge said the pedophilia interest is natural and normal for males, and that at least a sizable minority of normal males would like to have sex with children, and normal males are aroused by children.
Can you keep the show going? I got to go throw up. I don't even get this. I don't care how much, forgive me for this already, okay? I don't care how much crack I smoke. That can't make sense. I couldn't make sense out of that no matter what I did.
Yep, this was brought up. The conference was entitled Classifying Sex, Debating DSM-5, which is the new guidelines. American Psychological Association produced it. They've been locked in a battle over whether hebephilia should be included as a disorder. Hebephilia is the sexual preference for children in early puberty, typically between 11 and 14. In other words, they're saying that these 11 to 14-year-old boys are naturally drawn to older men, and
Don't you remember? Don't you remember when you were 11 and 14? The old guy sitting on the corner with a stogie in his mouth looked like he hadn't shaved in 3 weeks. I got so excited. It was just amazing. This is sick. This is really sick. We need to take a quick break. You know how that goes, right? We both believe in capitalism. So, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
We live in Sodom and Gomorrah.
No, I do. You're at least a ways from it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Pastor Greg and Joe Messina on The Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive,
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
And you know what? Your TV should be American made. Your computer should be American made. I mean, I go down a whole list. We got 94 million Americans that are out of work, people. 94 million Americans. And they can't find a job, you know, because the economy's so great. So whatever you can do to buy American, whatever you can do to make sure that the TV, the computer, there are still computers that are assembled. Dell is still assembled here in this country. So, or some of them are assembled here in this country. But I mean, we can, if we just take a couple of minutes, maybe, just maybe, you can help a company. You can help somebody get back to work, help somebody feed their family, help somebody get off of, you know, government programs and that kind of stuff. So I'm not adverse to somebody using a government program to help them through a time of need, even though I believe, you know, it's the church's responsibility. It's your responsibility in the community to help each other out. But hey, people hit speed bumps in their life, and it's a great program to help you get over, not move in on. Anyway, Pastor Greg is with me. He's from, well, he hosts his own show called The Chosen Generation. Hey, Pastor, tell people about your show, where they can hear it, how they can find it.
Absolutely. Chosen Generation radio program. We're on WNJC 1360 AM, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Delaware. Red State Talk Radio, 7 AM to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. AMFM247.com, 5 o'clock Eastern. And at the website, PastorGregYoung.org, you can get all of the programs there. PastorGregYoung.org. Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses, and we tackle the topics that need to be tackled with top interviews. It's a predominantly interview-driven program. I have great guests from all over the country that come onto the program, and it's not like anything else you'll hear probably anywhere else on the air.
Nope, you're right. Not even what I do.
No.
So we were talking, and that's why I always say to people, you know, there are other shows out there that maybe, you know, go down your line of thinking, or that you can listen to, but you got to get informed. You've got to get engaged. You got to find a show or shows where you can glean from, where you can learn from. All right, so we were talking about the acceptance of pedophilia. I mean, we're getting to the point. I'm talking about this on the show the other night where everything that was, in, you know, I think it talks about this in a book, where everything right has now become wrong, where everything wrong has become right. We live in a world now where abortion is much more acceptable than adoption. How dare you give away your baby, but it's okay to kill it? I mean, think about what is going on, pedophilia, you know. Hey, it's not so bad. It's not what you think it is. Think about what they're doing in society. And Christians are buying into it, aren't they?
Well, Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And yes, they are buying into it, but, you know, this goes back. I mean, there's so much to converse about as we talk about this. This goes back to the 1960s. It goes back to the change in our seminaries. It goes back to liberal seminarians who have basically taken over our seminaries and have turned them into bastions of liberal theology. The Bible's suggestive, not authoritative any longer. But I want to go back to something you said, Joe, about engaging in this process, because I think this is where there's been so much misinterpretation and an embrace of the concept of church and state being separated, and a drastic misuse of the Constitution of the United States of America, which does not say separation of church and state, my brothers and sisters in Christ. What it says is freedom of religion, and it is one of the main monikers. It's one of the primary foundations. Freedom of speech is derived from freedom of religion, because it is given to us as a God-given gift. And it comes from, don't hide your light. It comes from, don't lose your flavor. It comes from the perspective that we are supposed to be making a difference. And in the origins of our Constitution and the origins of our nation, every town meeting was held in a church. Every leader, whether they were a mayor or a council member or what have you, generally speaking, 99% came out of it. And if you go to the 13 original colonies and their constitutions, they all begin with, if you want to serve, if you want to be a part of the legislators in this state, then one of the first things you're going to do is acknowledge God and his son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I am amazed at, when the Bible says that the devil has blinded many, right? I mean, I'm paraphrasing Joe's version. But you look at how somebody can look at a constitution of a state and see that God has called out there many times. And then they look at the constitution of this country and they see that God is also referred to many times. And they still deny that our founding fathers wanted anything to do with God. You show them letter after letter after letter between founding fathers. They weren't even official documents. They were just writing to each other and talking right about how important God and Jesus was and, you know, Christian values were, and they still deny it. I don't get it. It's almost a form of sickness.
Well, but again, I think that it speaks to the issue of indoctrination, which really took root in our nation, and some would say that it goes back even into the 1950s. There were attempts to do this as early back as the 1890s. My friend Patrick Wood's written about that in a book called Technocracy Rising. Mm-hmm. But one of the issues, you know, which questioned the validity of Scripture, the authority of Scripture, the authority of interpretation, is it King James, is it NIV? And by the way, folks, I would point this to, and you can find this as an actual fact, and that is this, that the majority of the new biblical translations all came out in the early 70s after about 10 to 11 years of a change in our seminaries as liberal professors came in and took over the seminaries in the United States.
Yep. Oh, you're exactly right. I tell people this all the time. Being in education myself, I blame what's going on, and I know that some people find that uncomfortable, but here's the deal. I blame you conservatives, and I blame you Christian conservatives who went into these schools, who went into the education profession because, you felt called to it, right? Well, who calls you? You don't call yourself. If you truly believe in a calling, God calls you to these things. Here you are, a Christian conservative who loves God, yet hide what your belief is. You put your light under a basket when you go into these educational facilities, and you've allowed the left to take them over. You've allowed the left to create the narrative, to tell you what words mean, to tell you the truth about history, and their goal is to wipe God from history. So what I don't understand is why you don't get re-involved, get re-engaged, and take it back. I can tell you, I know for a fact, there are many more quote-unquote conservative Christians in these education systems that keep their mouths shut than there aren't. Your numbers are greater than you think they are. I deal with it on a regular basis. So
we just need to be bold.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Really, seriously, yeah. Be bold.
Yeah. Yeah, we need, I mean, Joshua, be bold, be courageous, you know, be very, very bold, was God's word to him. But, you know, one of the other things that you talk about when you talk about the, how we have drawn back on it, stop for a minute, folks, and think about this. When you look at a cross at a cemetery like Arlington Cemetery, or you look at a cross out of the Mojave Desert, or you go to any military, cemetery, and you take a look at the crosses that are there. I want you to think about how radical this is, because you need to stop and know that those particular places where in fact that is going on, where in fact you are watching these crosses, those crosses no longer have any religious connotation at all. Think about that for a minute. They do not refer to Jesus Christ or his death on a cross or redemption or salvation or the church or any of that. You have to look at those crosses as simple as a form of a memorial that is wholly secular. The cross has become a secular item if it's on public ground, or it can't be there.
Yeah, but you know what? We, again, one of my mantras on the show has been, instead of, you know how we always say God bless America? Yeah, God has blessed America over and over again. How about a time for America to bless God? How about a time for America to stand up for God? And you know, I get my Christian friends will send me an email and say, you know, you can't do anything for God. Well, actually, yes, you can. When the Bible says, you know, you really can't do anything for God, what can you create for God? Right? But you do create little things, you know. How many kids in Sunday school draw a picture for Jesus because they love him and they want to bless him up. They want to love him up with a picture or something they've written. So you can do things for God. Let's not get stupid, you know, or crazy about this stuff. But you have got to do something. God's will. See, we just ran out of time. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. My guest, Pastor Greg, you know, he's pulling it all out of me. I'm telling you. We'll be back in a minute.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Please answer the question.
Back. Speaking of an abortion, that was Alice Cooper's Million Dollar Babies. Remember that from the 70s?
Wow.
That's when music was real. Forget the words for a minute. But they, you know what? Rock and roll was real. Was it? Never mind. I won't go through that. Different show, different subject. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, live chat room going on. Smarter people than I in a chat room usually, or if you're one of the Facebook, and I'm sorry to put it this way, but so be it, Facebook freaks, then head up to Facebook. You get a lot of chatter going on there as well. I can't keep up with you guys there, though. Too many of you, you're moving too fast for the old guy in the room. Let me bring Pastor Greg back on with me with Chosen Generation. Pastor, tell them quickly how they can also hear your show. You're on every day. You're the head mouth on your show as well.
I I am, but I bring on great guests just like you. But, Chosen Generation Radio, WNJC 1360 AM, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Delaware, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Red State Talk Radio, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, AMFM247.com, our terrestrial partners, iHeartRadio as a podcast, Chosen Generation, the only Chosen Generation podcast on iHeartRadio, and on the website, PastorGregYoung.org, PastorGregYoung.org, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses, and we talk about everything.
Well, apparently you're one of the few that are doing, filtering through biblical glasses, because we were talking about, I got to tell you, and not that I'm perfect, you know, I make mistakes, we all make mistakes, I got all of that.
Sure.
And I actually even hate prefacing conversations I'm going to have with that, but, you know, here we have Christians that are backing off of what they're doing. They're backing off of keeping this country what it was supposed to be, the freedom behind this country. And Christians do this all the time. They're going to look up one of these days and go, what happened? What do you mean I can't worship in church? What do you mean the pastor can't talk about, same-sex marriage, homosexuality, or sin, or anything like that? When did that happen? We don't pay attention, and we're supposed to.
Well, Joe, and it is happening more rapidly, I think, than we realize. That I think that's the part that I think people need to wake up to, is the fact that because we've been so silent for so long, and not only is it happening that he's not talking about it, but now we have better than 65% of mainline denominations that have embraced the gospel that Jesus wouldn't even recognize. We have mainline denominations that are embracing lives of sin, sexual immorality, but not just that, all forms of immorality, and calling it normal and okay. And one of the things I tell my people on my program all the time when it comes to the political aspect, because this is where we were really going to dig down, and that is this. Let me ask you this, Joe. When I say politician, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Don't even get... dishonest. Let me see.
Sure.
And
liar.
Yeah. Well, I say that because I actually asked a high school class that question, and they were talking about politicians being dishonest and this, that, and they went through the whole thing. And I said, really? You realize that George Washington was technically a politician? Thomas Jefferson was technically a politician, and their jaws dropped. But go ahead. You're right. We think of politicians today. We think of untrustworthy.
So let me bring that home though, and that is this. We live in a republic. Ladies and gentlemen, that means that we live in a representative government. So when I say politician and you say liar, and I say, man, that politician was misrepresenting, and you say, well, of course they were. They're liars. I want you to get up tomorrow morning. I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to tell me what you see. Because what you just said is that what you're going to see is a liar. Now, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just simply telling you that if you accept that your representation in Washington, D.C., in California, in Sacramento, in Austin, in wherever you're listening to this program across the country right now, if you accept that your representation is a liar because you associate politician with liar, then that means you associate you with liar because they are supposed to be an image of you sitting in that seat, in that chamber.
I agree with you. I look at this is why the conservatives have to take back education. And I know some people are cringing right now going, oh, you want Christianity taught in schools? No, I don't. Actually, I don't know how you feel about this. I don't even know if we've ever talked about this. I don't necessarily want prayer brought back to schools because you know what's going to happen, right? The government's going to decide what that prayer is. The government's going to decide the content of that prayer. Your kids should be praying before they walk out the door of the house. You should be teaching your kids to pray, quote unquote, without ceasing, right? So this whole thing about being worried about prayer not being in school or what have you, we get so stuck on the detail or the issue or the title of the issue that we forget common sense. Have your kid pray before he leaves the house. Have your child pray on the way to school. Have your child pray when they get to school. I don't need them to stand up in a class and wait for a teacher to do a state-led prayer. Am I wrong?
Let's not make one exclusive of the other. Because I would go so far as to say this. I have my kids pray. We homeschool, but I have my kids pray. We pray before we go into a grocery store, and we say, God, you know, you've got a divine plan for this visit to the grocery store. I don't know what it is, but there's somebody in there that I need to talk to or that needs to talk to me, and I'm ready for whatever you want to do. That's the adventure that we're on. But the point of the matter is that not only do I want them praying before they go into the school, but I do want prayer back in school. I do want the Bible and biblical teachings back in our school again, because doggone it, I am tired of being ashamed as an American of the concept that our Constitution was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and I'll be doggone if I'm going to allow them to continue to steal my heritage from me. There is a rich heritage in a Christian nation, a very rich heritage, and there are millions that have died to preserve that, and I'll not trample their blood by backing down and kowtowing and saying, no, it's okay, we'll stay secular in our schools. That's bull. Because you know what? There's a God over those schools. And if it's not the God of the Bible, then it's the God of the world. And that's who's running things today. Secular humanism was identified as a religion in accordance to the Supreme Court. And you can look it up, folks. It's a fact. I will no longer send my children to the Temple of Baal as a school, and you shouldn't either.
As long as we keep electing people who have no need for, no want for, no love, no belief in a God, you can't change the school system. I agree with much of what you said, but here's the deal. We keep forgetting that it takes effort to get the right people in. Think about our founding fathers.
Yep.
There was a lot of effort, right? They gave up lives. They gave up property. They gave up family members. They gave up wealth and riches. I don't know anybody who did it. How many people do you know that you, and you know the circles that we travel in probably would be more likely, but how many people do you know you could spin around to and say, you know, we're going to take on this project of whatever this thing is in a godly fashion. You are probably going to lose your job. You may even go to jail. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be the baker who is willing to put up with the fines and everything else, not to step into what they believed was sin? I don't know many people that would do that. Do you?
I know some that would. I know some that have said that they would. I don't know if they will when push comes to shove. But here's what I do know. What I do know is that we are at a place in our history, ladies and gentlemen, where if we're not willing to do that, then we are coming very close to a spot where we are going to absolutely have to do that, lest we lose every freedom that we ever imagined.
Yeah, I, you know, as you know, I'm a trustee on the school board in California, and I got to tell you that I put up, I can't tell you that I would die for the cause, but I don't back down from things, and they know it. And I'm telling you, it makes the left furious. And the more you won't back down for something, the more you justify what you're doing or take a stand on what you're doing, it makes them crazy. And I even have Christian friends who say, why do you have to cause such dissension? Why do you have to cause such aggravation and argument? I'm going, do you not read your Bible? Do you not know the kind of aggravation, dissension that Christ caused? He, Christ never said, oh, my God, they're getting mad. I better stop.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I'll tell you something. I'm having to move. I'm having to move out of the studio suite that I've been running since February for my political leanings, for my conservative Christian political belief, because they said that my noise is offensive. And the only noise in my office is the sound of my voice. That is the noise. And they find my noise offensive.
Yeah, I hear you. I just get the biggest kick out of it. Oh, some Christian soldiers, I won't put them all in the same bucket. They're like Facebook warriors, right? As long as they got a keyboard or they don't have to actually take action and get out of their chair, yeah, they're right on. They're good for the fight. Oh, Thursday? No. I have tickets to the matinee on Thursday. Can we, do you know what I'm saying? Either take the stand or don't take the stand. It's really that simple. It isn't that hard. Listen, we're out of time, so quickly tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Again, PastorGregYoung.org. PastorGregYoung.org. You can hear all the program there. You can get links to where we're airing across the country as well. And you can also support what we're doing over there if you'd like to at PastorGregYoung.org. Joe Messina, you are awesome. I love having you on my show. I'm grateful to have been on your program today. I thank you for bringing me on and exposing me to your audience. God bless all of you, and remember something. You're God's chosen generation. He has a plan and a purpose for you, and you can make a difference.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour. A lot of idiots out there, sorry to say. We'll be right back.